happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
Then why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're stop marvelizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things with her I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What, are you crazy?
The Don and Mike Show.
Quit smelling their belly button. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. I want to mention for the rest of October, we've got a huge October. Dr. Lauren Ritter, Dr. Duty,
He's
known to his friends, will be on the show. Also, is it the Dom Triplets, Rob, from Playboy Magazine?
Ooh.
The Dom Triplets will be in the studio.
Dom DeLuise is one of them, I know.
From the Washington Post, a good friend of the show, TV critic Tom Shales, a guy we absolutely love.
Excellent.
Love reading his stuff about Kathy Lee Gifford.
Smart guy.
Yeah, I miss those Christmas specials that Kathy Lee used to have.
So does he.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Harold Katz, the bad breath doctor, and a bunch of bikini-clad women who are in the cast of a new video game, Bikini Karate Babes.
All right.
And let's not forget, of course, Lisa's photo shoot with Playboy Magazine. All of that coming up the rest of October on the Don and Mike Show.
Rocktober.
Don is out because they popped his hip back into place after his car accident. He is on his stomach, the way I understand it, for 24 to 36 hours. And Rob, I don't think it's pleasant at all.
That excites
Rob.
All.
I don't think it's enjoyable one little bit.
He will
be back on the show tomorrow with all the details on his procedure, which I heard earlier today. You're not going to want to miss that. And let's not forget, coming up within the hour,
yes,
we are going to have a big, major, super deluxe announcement on the Don and Mike Show concerning our flagship station, WJFK, here in Washington. And that music can only mean one thing, Buzz.
Sex?
Oh, yeah.
It's time to talk sex.
Yeah. Let's wheel our sexpert in here, Lisa. This is Jackie Fine. Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow.
Oh,
wow is right.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Do men react to you like that often? I mean, you are... You're a turbo hottie.
Sometimes.
And you smell good, too.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I mean, I'm not putting you down or anything, Jackie, but this picture doesn't do you justice at all.
Oh.
That picture does not do you justice.
Thank you.
It is fantastic. Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
Okay.
Rob is playing that music in the background.
It's just nice.
It's nice music.
Nice.
Very, very nice. Make yourself comfortable, Jackie. How are you? I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Let me shake your hand. This is Rob.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, Rob.
And one of the most sexual beings on our show, the gentleman through the glass over on your right.
Hi, Jackie. Nice to meet you. Wow.
That would be... We've had... This is the second sexpert in a row that has had, you know, just... Well, she's got a killer body.
Yeah,
people tell you
this
that all the time.
This is number one,
killer
right?
body.
Yes.
Wow.
They usually ask me if my breasts are real long.
So. Do you mind if I ask that question? Even though I hate to be so transparent and so obvious, but
they were given to me by Mother Nature.
They were those are real.
They're real.
Oh my!
You sure intend the thank you card?
Yeah. What a lovely gift.
Wow. Oh, so you just got here, right? You were running a little bit late. Did the cab get lost or something? Did you have a limo or what?
Everyone said it was 15 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was 45 minutes.
45 minutes? Really? Are you married? Are you one of those doctors or are you just a sexpert?
I'm a sexpert.
You're a sexpert.
Yeah.
Right.
So for the past 14 years, I've worked with the American Institute of Human Abilities, and I'm a part of a group of sex and relationship experts that have spent 35 years researching sex and what it takes to have a quality relationship and quality sex life. And
do a lot of personal research.
Really? And we created a series of videos that illustrate our research. I know the fun thing for me is always trying new things.
Are you married, lady?
I'm in a committed monogamous relationship 3 years.
I mean, she's available. I don't care. Look at Buzz applauding over there. High five,
What's
Buzz.
What's not to applaud?
You're in a committed monogamous relationship.
Yes.
And how long is this committed monogamous relationship?
Going on 3 years.
3 years.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
So how come he hasn't put a ring on your finger, Jackie?
We're planning on getting married.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you ever think about just lying to disc jockeys when they ask you that question? It'll make it a lot better. Now, Buzz, what's going on?
Jackie looks uncomfortable, so I'm going to move her microphone so she can relax. Oh.
Listen to this, look at Mr. Super Stud. You've never done that in... How many years have we worked together?
Oh, 11, but it's never been that.
Look at that.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz just sprang out of his news cubicle.
And how many movies does Buzz have at home that include the line, she looked uncomfortable?
She looked uncomfortable.
And I thought I should help her
Buzz
out.
Buzz was concerned.
Felt that I should.
Maybe I should slip into something a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Wow.
Of course, I will say that the last sexpert on the show did... reveal her breasts. But, you know, that's not like that's a requirement or anything.
Oh,
I mean, don't let these brassieres that we have hanging from the studio influence you, Jackie. And so you go around talking about sex. You like this?
Yeah. The rest.
We don't give them away. But if you would like to donate, are you wearing a brassiere currently?
Yeah.
You are? If you'd like to donate it to the wall, mm-hmm. You know, maybe we could talk later.
And that would be absolutely tax deductible.
Be fantastic.
Yeah, it's a business expense.
What is your angle on sex? We've talked to so many sexperts on this show. We've had Laura Korn on, Natasha, what's her name, was on here.
Terry.
What's that?
Natasha Terry.
Yeah, and they're varying. Do you have a special thing or a technique that you like, or is it just the whole thing,
there's
package?
There's a technique, but what I like about the university that I studied at is that, you know, what they teach you is how to have better and better and better and better. And I remember when I first heard about it, you know, and I told the doctor that I worked with, I said, you don't understand, on the scale of 1 to 10, mm-hmm. my sex life is a 12, you know, what do I need this for?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I
bet it is.
When
I bet it is. My God. Oh, man. Is it me, Buzz?
No,
is it
me? It's not
me. I mean,
just
we had, you know, I mean, you know, she's a beautiful young woman, but,
amen.
You know, we had, what's her name, Tippi Hedren in here, and then Don and I were both going, what is it lately? Is it us? Is it me because of my situation?
Maybe it's the time
of year. Is it because I'm hungry and I need to be fed? Is that what it is? Because I'm separated.
In this case.
Are you?
Yes, since June 1st, I'm separated. separated.
He's available.
Yes, I am not in a committed monogamous relationship, Jackie. But anyway, I interrupted you. You were talking about Sex U, the sex university that you attend.
My sex life was on 12 on
right.
scale. And after seeing the videos and doing the work, I had a whole new scale that went from 1 to 100.
And all the stuff you sell to me. My God.
And, you know, it is really possible to have that happen every encounter to get better and better.
And you're talking about men and women?
Yeah, men and women. And, you know, what
calm down, Turbo.
is technique. You know, technique is very important.
Yes, it is.
And
Allura.
Oftentimes I'm asked, you know, well, is it size as well? You know, does the size matter? And the answer
does it matter? Because I think it does. I think it's important.
It is important, but let me tell you.
That's what women have always told me.
In some of the coaching sessions that I've had with women, I've had some women that tell me, and I know myself personally, that, you know, that they've had been with men that are not well endowed, and, mm-hmm. and I mean, just had an incredible experience with that.
What is well endowed in, you know, as far as you're concerned? What would you consider to be well endowed?
You mean how many inches?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I would say probably about 9.
9. Really? That's well endowed?
That's well endowed.
Anything?
Bonus.
Congratulations, Mike.
Oh, that's terrific. You know, do you coach men as well?
Oh, yes.
How does that work?
Oh, you know, what's so interesting is because I'm a sexpert, and even with my friends, people talk very openly mm-hmm. about their sex lives. And I right. find that whenever you're a couple, it works better when both couples are, you know, in the consultation session together.
So you actually sit down with
exactly.
Do they try stuff in front of you? Do they actually know?
This is more about the communication aspect. Then, you know, we talk about techniques that they can try, and then they come back and explain how that worked for them.
So you work with couples primarily?
Exactly.
And you help couples?
Help couples.
What do you do for men? Just well, so you know, I mean, I'm just curious.
It
I mean,
depends on the problem. You know, oftentimes it is, you know, the problem that they can't get it up often enough.
Are we able to say that?
I think perhaps there might be a better way to say it.
They're not able to. Well, you know, we've prepare. Said it now. But I'd like to find out if that got on the air. You know, I mean, you know, it's just Buzz.
I'll go check.
Buzz is. Let me tell you something. That gentleman over there is probably as interested in this yes. program as I've seen him in quite some time. So guys have that problem, obviously.
Yes, they have that problem.
It's the problem that would require Viagra, right?
Yeah, Viagra, right. But not necessarily.
Right.
I mean, because if you've ever noticed,
I've never had the problem.
I know this is a bad analogy, but yes. You know, you guys will be able to get it. But if you've ever seen an old dog that's sitting on the porch,
yeah.
And he's just laying there and he's like lifeless.
Right.
But then a young, cute little puppy comes along and he's got all his life. And
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's different reasons. And, you know, sometimes it does.
How old is an old dog? Just out of idle curiosity.
Yeah.
Wow, you got so much stuff here. There's one thing about. I was reading your stuff earlier that said.
My newsletter.
How to help
my newsletter.
Men. How to give men a better O. Is that right? Do you have something like that?
Yeah, and then also how to increase a man's penis size.
How do you do that?
Well, there's a secret spot.
There's a secret spot?
Secret
now, remember, this is. I always like to say this is a family show, but I mean, you give us what you can and, you know, in the parameters that you can.
Okay.
You can add. There's a certain spot.
There's a secret spot. Now,
right.
Some men.
It's the
don't.
Butt, right? No, I'm just kidding. Just
right
just
here.
It's all mental, Ron?
No, I'm kidding.
Is that what it is?
It's the male G-spot that is when it's properly stimulated and properly stroked, it can have the. Temporarily. Now, you know, the next intimate session, you'd have to do that over again.
Would you draw me a diagram? So I can see what you're talking. Because obviously it's difficult to verbalize what there. Rob's handing you a green Sharpie. Here, right on the back of this.
Okay, so you want me to
use as
wrong.
Much paper as you need. Just to use it. There's an area. All right, what she's doing right now is she's. Do you mind if I get a little closer here just to see what you're.
All
right. Oh, she smells so good.
She does. And she's drawing. What is she drawing?
Play that music again, Ron.
You like that?
Jackie Fine is our guest.
Yes.
She is fine.
Okay.
Is that your real name, Jackie Fine?
Yeah.
Wiley.
She really is drawing.
Yeah, she is.
Making a drawing.
All right,
is that an aardvark?
I'm trying to. Oh, I see. Okay, here we are. All right.
Her legs.
What's that? Just kidding. This is fun. We've never had drawing on the show before. I wish it was television.
Yeah.
She is drawing the male part.
This is like a triple X win-lose or draw.
She is drawing the beanbag now, and she
exactly.
seems to be focusing on the beanbag.
And this is the banana.
Yeah, that's the banana,
and
right?
The
very good.
Is right there.
Oh, okay, we can say that.
Yeah.
Can we say taint?
Yeah, oh sure.
We can say taint.
That's
taint.
What I suspected.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
And if you just work on that.
Stimulate it.
This man knows about that.
That is the root of the penis. And see, that's the area that very seldomly gets
the
stimulation.
Root.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the very root. So.
The root of all evil. Fascinating. So that's, see, I mean, we've learned something, right? So if you handle that area, that's that helps
exactly.
in that, huh?
Yeah, and
exactly.
you don't bite your nails.
Wow. Wow, all right. So how many couples have you talked to in your career?
I don't know.
Really?
It's numerous.
Hundreds?
Yeah,
thousands?
I would say so.
Wow.
How can I fulfill my partner when making love? That's not important. For his, you have one of those for his eyes only and for her eyes only.
Yeah.
Video. Are your videos explicit?
Very. At the beginning we have, but they're done in good taste. There,
of course.
26 sex positions at the beginning.
26?
26.
Well, I know that you've got one of those books that's got thousands of them, right?
Well, the Kama Sutra.
I like the fact that it's 26,
yeah.
I think.
And the couples are demonstrating.
What is your favorite?
Which is my favorite?
Mm-hmm.
I would think the spoon.
The spoon.
I love the spoon.
So you're kind of on your side?
Yeah.
Really?
You on your side.
Really? And he's, you know.
And you can go for a longer period of time.
Really?
Much longer.
Man, I could listen to you talk about sex all day long. So the spoon is your favorite, and then you've got the 28 positions.
Yes,
26.
And we tell you what part is being stimulated and who's getting the most stimulation and during each position week.
So they're scoring. All right, I'll ask I know you do a lot of work with couples, and although it's boring, I'll ask you anyway. What is the best thing couples can do to have a better sex life?
Be willing to try something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be so resigned. against...
It falls mainly on the woman,
having,
though, right?
Like,
the woman's responsibility.
No. I mean, I get tons of email at right. justaskjackie.com, and I tell...
Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention that. It's www.justaskjackie.com and www.jackiefine.com. Are there any pictures of you on these websites?
Yes, there is.
Any nudes?
No.
have you ever posed nude?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh.
I mean, I'm partially covered. I have, like, this scarf, a black scarf.
Sorry for... I was looking at your breasts. I apologize. And you're available for personal consultations. You've written books, seminars, newsletters, and sexual enhancement products.
Yeah, and your listeners can sign up for my newsletter. And if they sign up for my newsletter...
Where did you post nude?
No, this was personal.
Personal.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have a sex quiz here, do we?
We do.
We do? Oh, good. Would you mind taking our sex quiz?
Okay.
And then maybe we could take a few calls from our listening audience.
Okay.
And can you take calls from men, women, or you want couples?
Oh, men and women.
Men and women if they have sex questions.
Oh, this
like
is sex.
Somebody who, and you know, you've been asked everything about sex.
No subject is taboo.
And no subject is taboo. Would you mind taking our sex quiz?
Sure.
Rob, do you think we could have some of that wonderful music?
Now, is this something that I can answer on air?
Well, I think we've had so many Tony Curtis recently. Tippi Hedren took the sex quiz. Star of the Birds. That was funny.
Yeah.
Saying Tippi Hedren took the sex quiz.
Always nice to see.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this is the sex quiz for Jackie. She's so fine.
Mm-hmm.
Question number one. Have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
No.
Have you ever had sex while you were menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a lesbian or homosexual experience?
No.
Actually, it would be a lesbian experience.
Either one.
I don't read this very often. Have you ever made love in your parents' house?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex? Big question here. Big question. I haven't mentioned, she looks like Diana Ross. I said that early. Yes. Jackie is a woman of color.
Beauty.
So this is a very, very important question to me personally. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, baby. All right. Have you ever pleasured yourself in front of others?
Yes.
A lot of yes answers, Buzz.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
No.
Really?
No.
Would the studio be considered a public place, Rob?
Would a park count?
Yes.
Okay.
You must change that on the scoring, Buzz.
Done.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
No.
Not very good. You know, that's one of the few individuals that didn't have to be asked about the no-no.
Right, she knew.
All right. Now, Don never asks this one, does he, Rob? Question number 10.
I think it depends on the guest. He doesn't usually, no.
Uh-oh.
Well, he doesn't usually, but she's a sex person.
Yeah.
I think it's appropriate. It's not offensive.
No.
If it's fitting.
Do you swallow?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your total number of sexual partners? This is to the best of your... actually, he jumps ahead to that. You know, see, I haven't read this. I never read it. Have you pleasured yourself today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand?
No.
Or sex with a stranger?
No.
But we're not strangers.
Oh, we're sorry.
And based on your experiences of life to the nearest 10, 100, 1,000, what would you estimate is your total number of sexual partners?
30.
There you go.
Very normal.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out from Mr. Burbank. What is the total for Jackie Fine?
Well, I'm a little surprised, but not disappointed. 7 yes answers for Jackie and 30 partners.
30 partners? That's not bad.
That was her estimate.
Where would that fit on the scale, Buzz? She's certainly
little,
no Diamond Dallas Page.
It's actually a little on the conservative side, especially considering that she's a sexpert. But there's the yes answers we heard, I think we enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important thing.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we already established she is in a committed...
Yes.
How did it go again? A committed monogamous
relationship.
Monogamy can be defined in so many different ways, though, don't you think, Jackie?
Oh, yes.
Of course it can. Would you like to take some phone calls from our listening audience?
I would love to.
All right, we are on the air with Jackie Fine. She is a sexpert, and she will now answer your questions. Let's go to Brian from California. Hello, Brian. Are you there?
Hey, yeah.
You're on the air with Jackie Fine.
Hi, Brian.
It was just kind of simple. I was just going to beg for a little help because, you know, the girlfriend's a expert at it, and, you know, I'll admit...
Wait, hold on. Brian, you're talking code here. Slow down, take a big California deep breath, and try to explain what you really mean in as clear a way as you can for Jack. Rob, I don't think it involves the butt.
No, I was thinking perhaps he's from Sacramento.
Oh, Rob was doing the Sacramento dance. Yeah.
Just a little one.
Brian, what are you talking about? All right. Hello. Don and Mike show. We're on with Larry from Maryland. What is the most exciting sexual position, Larry?
Well, no. First of all, I'd like to say, Mike, you're doing a really good job, man, on your own there.
Thank you. What's your question for Jackie?
Okay, Jackie, what I'd like to know is, from your experience and those of your clients, right, what would you consider the most exciting sexual scenario that... you know, that a person can have.
The most exciting?
Yeah. You know, like, for example...
I could give you one right now, Larry. You know,
don't go there, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up on you now. You're doing your show, and your partner's out, and you're here in the studio, and suddenly this delightful woman comes in that looks better than Diana Ross ever did. And, no, I'm sorry. I got carried away. Do you understand his question? I really don't.
I think that the most exciting thing is to have your fantasies fulfilled by someone that you really love, and then to have your fantasies fulfilled with no inhibitions, like where they're getting pleasure out of fulfilling your fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most exciting thing.
You think this guy's right for you, Jackie? let's take another call. We're going to go to Dan in D.C. Go ahead, Dan. You're on with Jackie Fine.
Hey, Jackie. I have a question here. My current girlfriend, when I engage with her in some manual stimulation, you know, like...
I'm sorry for laughing.
Like
I love hearing guys try to clean it up for the radio. I really do. Yes.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at you, sir. Go ahead.
No. Right. But
so you're manually doing your thing, right?
As you're manually stimulating her,
yeah.
There's an area inside that begins to swell up, and if you stimulate this enough, there's an emission that happens.
Oh, God. All right. Okay. Wow. I'm a little too technical there. Take her to the clinic. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on with Jackie Fine. Jennifer?
Hi,
Jennifer. You have a question for Jackie?
Yeah, I did. My husband thinks it'd be really great if I were to get things going with a girl with him.
Yeah.
Oh, that bastard.
How unfeeling.
That's so unfair. I can't believe it. I'd never do that. What was he thinking about?
Well, I know.
He's so abnormal.
So how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm not into that,
mm-hmm.
you know, into that way, but, I don't know.
Well, you know, this is, that's...
Maybe into experimenting, but no.
Well, see, that's a topic. I'm telling you, I cannot get enough emails. I mean, I get tons of emails.
Well, I mean, every guy wants a three-way, I mean,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I'm going to hang up on you. You can listen on the radio, okay?
Okay.
I think every guy fantasizes about a three-way.
My upcoming article, I'm talking about that more in detail. But the thing about it, for Jennifer to know that she shouldn't do anything that she really doesn't want to do because it builds resentment in the relationship. Now, you know, the thing also to know, I mean, because this is what happened. Let me tell you. I got an email from a gentleman that he and his girlfriend, you know, had a threesome with another girl.
Yeah.
And now his girlfriend left him for the other woman.
Rob, turn it off.
And he wants to know, what should he do about this?
Can I ask you, you know, I understand that's all well and good. If she's not comfortable, you shouldn't do it.
Exactly.
And that's your standard stuff that you're supposed to say. You know? Here's a question for you that I'd like you to answer, and that's a little more appropriate.
Bring it on.
If a man in a relationship, in a committed monogamous relationship, man, you know, with his girlfriend, his wife, his fiance, whatever, if he wants the girl... You know, if it's really like it's eating him, like Buzz Burbank, for example, really wants to get the three-way going.
Exactly.
What is the best way to approach your woman to get a three-way?
Well, see, it has to be...
Good question, Mike.
It has to be a woman that she approves of.
No, it's not alcohol, Rob.
You're so
poor. It has to be... But how do you start it? I mean, take it from... I mean, if you're a sexpert, this is an important question. Like, from the very... Just, I mean, you're sitting there at breakfast and you're finally going to, you know, bring this up. How do you go about doing it?
Well, you know, you can open it up by, you know, telling your significant other, you know, in asking her.
How do you do it without pissing her off, though?
I know, that's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
You know, you're going to ask her what her fantasies are. You know, what is it that she would like for you to do?
Right.
And that, you know, that has never been done for to her before.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you would open it up.
Okay.
And then listen to her, what she has to say.
Right.
Now, from where she's coming from, you know how you know, out there she is, how much she's willing to experiment in that area.
I've tried that. I mean, in my previous relationship, I would try that. It never seemed to work. I always thought the best way to do it would be first thing in the morning to come down to the breakfast table with my bathrobe open. And it just, well, you know where I am now, right, Buzz?
Yes. Yeah.
Look at you listening intently
that.
Over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, this is a serious stuff.
Are you, I mean, you're tracking, with, you know, as far as, so then if
absolutely.
She says, what if she says nothing about a three-way? Then where do you go from there?
Tell her what your fantasy is.
Yeah, my fantasy is to be with another woman.
Exactly.
And just look at her straight in the eye, you know, is to be with a woman. Of color in a committed monogamous relationship. I'm sorry, Jackie. I apologize.
It's always that with
hello, Jimmy from Wichita. You are on with Jackie Fine. Oh, why did I hit this line? This is ugging me, Rob. You're fresh off of this one, so
yeah. Well,
now Jimmy, just you know, bear with me here, okay? Go ahead, ask. I'm seeing what your topic is, and it's disturbing. But go ahead.
Okay, my wife is pregnant. And I just had questions about maybe positions that might be good. Normally we enjoy, I'll try to speak in code here, we enjoy a deep personal relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I understand your code. And don't get me wrong, I mean, I think, you know, sex when your wife is pregnant is fine, I mean, up to a certain point. And Robin, I won't even ask you.
And if she's...
I won't even get you involved.
You know what? Perhaps best.
We don't want to know.
But if he's enjoying it, he's a very lucky man, because a lot of women are not interested in intimacy.
During that period.
Well, I'm very privileged. I mean, she's wonderful. But my question is, since she's become pregnant, she has been able to accommodate like she normally would and like she would like to.
Hey, look, are you talking about you're too big or what's going on, stud?
No,
is this John Holmes or something like that? What's your point?
My point is...
Go ahead, Ash.
We've tried this spoon thing, Ash, and I think...
we haven't gotten him back. That's good. What was that, Ash?
I think that's what I was saying, is that we've tried the spoon thing.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if you have...
His favorite position, incidentally, if you're keeping track at home.
Right. If I was wondering if you had anything else besides that, Ash.
Yeah.
He was talking to me. Go ahead, Jackie. Yes, yeah, listen, caller.
Well, there's 25 other positions in the video that we show you now. The wheelbarrow, I would definitely suggest that you not do that one.
The wheelbarrow?
The wheelbarrow.
Is that just what it seems to be? You done the wheelbarrow, Buzz?
Not per se, no.
To me, that screams County Picnic. Yeah.
Have you ever done the wheelbarrow, Jackie?
Yes.
How do you like it?
It takes strong arms, mm-hmm. really strong arms, for a woman to have.
Oh,
strong.
For a woman.
Yes.
Not like these.
Uh-oh.
These guns.
Taking out the guns.
Take a look at these war clubs right here.
Wow.
Arms of a drummer.
Hey, calm down, everybody. All right, we're going to take some more calls. We have a few minutes left with Jackie. I want to mention a major announcement coming up at 5 o'clock on the Don and Mike Show. Taking your calls at 1-877-365-3636. Hello, you're on with Jackie Fine.
Hi, Jackie. I would like to know how a man can prolong.
For that, sir. Let's take another call. Matt from Maryland. There's no need to prolong. You go for it. Enjoy yourself.
You have a task.
We have a philosophy on this show. We're not going to deviate from that. So just because Don's getting his hip pop back in.
Right.
I'm maintaining his standards on this program.
Good for you.
Yes, go ahead, Matt. Where are you calling from in Maryland?
I'm calling from Annapolis.
Hey, Annapolis.
Mike, Jackie, how are you?
Hi.
I have a kind of an interesting situation, and I'm hoping to maybe just get a little bit of quick advice. My wife and I have been married for quite some time, and prior to having children, the sexual relationship really wasn't a problem. It's just postpartum, and it's been about a number of years since then.
It's been a number of years since you've had sex?
Not necessarily that. It's just everything has taken these severe turn for the worse.
Her libido has seriously dropped, correct?
Like to next to nothing.
Yeah.
It's like almost a chore at this point.
How many kids do you have?
Two.
too. Yeah. Whenever a woman has been on birth control pills for a long period of time, she's on an antidepressant medication, she's had surgery on her ovaries, if she's had one, two, three, four kids, this can cause a serious drop in her libido. That is why the Allura was created by Dr. Ronald Thompson. And I tell you,
hit the bell.
Oh, man.
Plug bell.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It is like the best thing since the vibrator to a woman.
Really?
Yes.
Good as all that?
The first time I tried it.
Did you bring any free samples?
Yes, I did.
You did? Is that what's in the bag?
Yes.
You brought presents?
I brought videos.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Are you in any of them?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yes.
Clothed?
His eyes and her eyes.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then my CDs.
Oh, yeah.
And
wow, CDs.
The cream, the Allura.
Oh, the Allura.
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now.
Is this for women only?
For women only.
And what happens if a man, you know, gets happy, decides that he's going to, will he be in a lot of pain?
Rob, it's not that. I'm just curious.
I'm just telling you what's
going to happen. I have an actual curiosity.
The first time I tried that was 1 o'clock in the morning. And I had came from out of town. I was determined to try it because I had been hearing about it. And I was going until 5 o'clock in the morning. And the only reason why I stopped was because I had to get up the next day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. When you say going, you were with your partner going? Or?
Yeah. With my partner.
Really?
Yeah. So, that's like 4 to 6 applications in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll take it home and put it on the mantle. All right, we've got time for a couple more calls.
She gave you a paperweight.
Thanks, Rob.
Hello.
Tom and Mike Show. David.
Hey.
David, where are you calling from?
New Iberia, Louisiana.
Louisiana. How you doing?
Just fine, sir.
Got a question for Jackie.
Yes, sir. My question is it's kind of similar like the other guys. My wife is pregnant, and she wants to have sex, but she finds it so frustrating because she can't seem to get herself comfortable enough in one position to, achieve, you know, climax. And I was wondering if you maybe had some techniques which we could try to, you know, relax her more.
I do, sir. The first thing you want to do is to ice the area.
No.
Pour a little bit of scotch. No, I'm sorry, I'm kidding. All right, thank you. Hang up and listen. Go ahead, Jackie. What's your advice for that gentleman?
Well, you know,
it's a second pregnancy call. We
don't do the wheelbarrow.
Right.
Well, there's a technique at the end of for his eyes only, a manual technique. Since she's having trouble with intimacy, getting comfortable, you can try manually stimulating her. The technique is designed to give her the most pleasure possible. It shows you where to touch and when to touch.
Sorry about the music. That's Rob doing that.
For women, 2 o'clock is the most sensitive time.
2 o'clock in the morning?
2 o'clock.
Oh, 2 o'clock.
We've heard this from other sex experts.
Yeah, 2 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of techniques, Jackie, you know, based on the sex experts that we've had.
Really?
You know, I'm loaded with those. Right. Okay, hello, Don and Mike. So we have time for one more call because we have the big announcement coming up at 5 o'clock. One more call. Kelly, you're on with Jackie Fine.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
I'm just
Kelly.
Fine.
Hi. My question is, it's kind of a little bit opposite of the normal three-way questions that people have been asking.
Yes.
My fiancé, that obviously, like most other men, that's his fantasy. I'm willing to do it. I've expressed that I'm willing to do it, but he has a fear that something's going to happen that's going to go wrong.
Then you will become a lesbian. Is that what it is?
Well, he had it.
He has a fear
girlfriend.
That you will run off with the other woman. Is that true?
He had that happen to him one time, but wow. I don't think that's his fear this time. I think his fear is he really doesn't think that I'm doing it for me, that I'm only doing it for him, and he's fearing
well,
that I'm going to
be is
him.
A wimp. How do you answer that?
Well, basically, you have to reassure him. There's something that's going on with him that has him concerned that something is going to go wrong. So whatever that is, you have to address that issue and give him reassurance on that issue, and then I think he'd be more than willing to try it.
All right, and we got to wrap it up here because we've got our big announcement coming up. Your best single sentence of advice, sexual advice for America, since we only have seconds left in this wonderful, wonderful segment.
No,
I wish
can't you say?
I wish I wasn't on the clock, but we got the thing coming up here.
The best advice that I have is that natural born lovers, they're not born, they're made. And if you look into your relationships, then the quality of your sex.
Mm-hmm.
your partners are that good because they've had a person that was willing to teach them
right.
and a person that was willing to learn.
Right.
There you go.
I agree, Jackie.
Yeah.
I really find that I've related to you well.
Well,
today.
Thank you.
I really have.
Thank
and you're happy in your relationship?
I am very happy. Very.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. I want to thank Jackie Fines for coming on the show. I just spit. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But Jackie O'Mara, stop it, Rob.
Okay, sorry.
Behave yourself. Thank you very much for coming on
thank
the show.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you can come back when we have more time to, you know, to discuss sex.
Okay. Yeah, and your listeners can check me out online.
Absolutely. It's www.justaskjackie.com.
Just ask.
Or jackiefine.com.
Or they can call me at 1-800-874-6685. That's 1-800-874-6685.
Okay, because they gave me another number here. I'm glad I didn't read that. And you're available for personal consultation.
Yes.
I recommend that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll say goodbye to Jackie Buss. Yes,
goodbye, Jackie. Very nice to meet
goodbye.
You. Please come back.
Rob, you want to say goodbye to Jackie?
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Thanks so much. How about a hug?
How about a hug, Jackie?
Jackie, there we go.
There we
Rob,
go.
You got to talk.
Oh, very good.
Rob was very uncomfortable. He was just turning away.
I was just enjoying the scene
me.
Of the hug.
I was
thank
watching.
You. Thank you, Jackie, and I've got all your stuff, and I'll just keep this allure hanging around. Buzz,
remember, don't
you,
use it on
you
yourself.
Want one, don't you?
Of
you
course
want,
I do.
Want a picture? Yeah, we'll get a picture. Absolutely. And we've got a major announcement, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. coming up next on the Don and Mike Show. You want to stick around for that? It is very, very big, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I believe in taking care of myself in a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. Then I apply an Herb Mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by final moisturizing protective lotion.
The Don and Mike Show. Yes. The queer duality of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We are back. Don is not here today, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mike and Rob and Buzz. And I want to tell you that we're very, very, very excited because we've got a major announcement coming up. Don will be back tomorrow. He has to actually lay on his stomach, the way I understand it, for 24 to 36 hours.
Wow.
Since he's had his hip popped back in. And he will be back tomorrow with all the details on his procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me today, pretty entertaining stuff, actually. I don't like to laugh at other people's pain. But it was mighty funny the way he was explaining it.
Wait to hear.
And now we've been talking about it. We've been talking about it for a week and a half or so. And it's time for the major announcements.
Yes.
The major announcements that we bring you from the Don and Mike Show concerns our lineup here at WJFK in Washington, D.C. And it concerns our midday show.
Ah.
And here is the announcement. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I love those timpanis.
Do you like them?
Yes.
Good.
It concerns a new personality who will be joining the WJFK lineup.
Well, then.
From noon to two, starting this coming Monday.
Yeah, I'm building it up. Yeah, I like it. I think you should.
We will be featuring a new radio program on this station, The Radio Factor, with Bill O'Reilly. Bill right here. Bill O'Reilly joins us right now. Bill, welcome to WJFK.
Mike, I don't know if that applause was prolonged enough.
Give it to him one more time.
All
a
right.
fanfare for
right,
Mr. Bill
now.
O'Reilly, ladies and gentlemen, joining the WJFK family, a fellow Irishman and a fellow Red Fox that I just realized reading your bio. I went to Marist College also.
I didn't know that. I don't think they admit to that.
2 years, they kicked me down to American
yeah, I do. I think they've expunged all records of your appearance in Poughkeepsie. And I have a big, big story to break right now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You know who hit Don?
What's that?
You know who hit Don?
Who hit Don?
Hillary Clinton was driving that car.
Oh, you love her, don't you?
Yeah, she was driving it.
Yeah,
we just got that word.
Here we go.
All right?
Ladies
it was a
gentlemen.
Volkswagen Bug.
That's right.
Blasted him. Hillary was at the wheel. She made a U-turn illegally. Banged him.
She right. did it?
Wow. You heard it here first on the Radio Factor.
You know, it's amazing. She's, you know, he's never had anything bad to say about Hillary, Bill.
Yeah, but she didn't like you two guys.
She doesn't
don't,
like
no,
it?
She told me.
You know this personally because
yeah,
you're close with her, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I mean,
actually, she followed me. she actually hired me,
right,
say, to follow Bill Clinton around Manhattan.
That is an amazing story.
I'm on the payroll.
Wow.
And we meet every couple of weeks in the W Hotel. I just run down the list.
It's the lightning rod, ladies and gentlemen. Bill O'Reilly, the lightning rod we're talking to right now. This guy, controversy every time he turns around. It's amazing. And your party affiliation, just to clear it up, is libertarian. Isn't that right, Bill?
I'm an independent.
Oh, you're an independent.
Yeah, I'm not legalizing the pot for these guys in the libertarian. I mean,
okay.
You know, right.
How long have you been doing the radio? I know you've been on Fox for a long time, since May. How's the radio show going?
Well, pretty well. I mean, everybody says that. Well, let's put it this way. We haven't had any significant radio books yet, ratings books, because you guys only do it like 3 or 4 times a year. We're in TV. We have it every night.
Right.
But they sold the show out until next June or something. So Westwood One is just jumping up and down there. You know, they're making lots of dough, and that's what it means.
Well, that's good. We're happy to have you on the. I think
we're happy to be on, because now we can cause even more trouble.
I think this is probably the one piece of the puzzle, having an affiliate here in Washington, D.C.
Right, and a big affiliate. I mean, you know, people, you know, they just get so frustrated with me on television, they turn me off, then all of a sudden they're in the car, and there I am again.
Yeah, are you going to be
surrounding them?
Are you going to be interacting with folks? People have a chance to call in and chat with you, because, you know, I know you read your email at the end of your television program, so people will be able to butt
heads. But it is a no-spin zone, and when you call the Radio Factor, right, you've got to have it together. You can't be some raving loon, because then we just blow you right up. You know, if I ask you a question, we need an answer, and we want to have pointed discussions, but we're not tolerant of lunatics, and therefore no members of Congress can call.
Bill, I got to tell you, I mean, raving lunatics, I mean, we've made our hay on those people for years.
That's what Hillary told me when she ran over Don. She said, look, I want to get them both, but I got one down, one to go.
Well, we are excited to have you join WJFK. It's going to be great fun to hear you. I mean, everybody knows Bill O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, you know, I probably the most watched host of his kind on television right now, and a guy that is not afraid to speak his mind, and you know, that is why he categorically endorses the Don and Mike Show whenever he does his public speaking.
You know,
isn't that right, Bill?
Yeah. Unlike Marist College, I will admit that I like and enjoy and. You know, we'll hang around with you guys if you pay me.
Well, I'm going to ask you one serious question, because I know it's I might ask you two, but I'm going to ask you one right up front. As far as this whole Iraq thing. Now, one of the things that reading about you and your positions and, you know, whether you, you know, you're from the right or from the left or a populist or what have you, I'm curious where what's your thought on this whole Iraq deal? Because
I bring common sense to every issue, all right?
Of course you do.
And you know, some people don't think it's, they think it's common but not sensical, but
yes,
I try to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, what is the downside of removing Saddam Hussein? That's my question. What is the downside here? I mean, everyone admits the guy's a homicidal maniac, all right, that he will gas children, that he's training bombers to blow up little kids in Israel. I mean, come on. So what's the downside of us removing him, controlling that country for a few years, put a little pressure on Iran, put a lot of pressure on Saudi Arabia, because we don't need that oil at so much anymore, because we have all Iraq's oil. Oil's a war. Okay? Now, you know, a couple of people might get a little nervous, you know, but what's the downside? And then you hear, oh, well, they're not going to like it. Hey, let me have you a bullet, all right, just for the Don and Mike audience. Here's a bullet. They hate us already,
right.
All right? They're not going to hate us any less if we don't do it. There's
true.
No downside. Get rid of them.
You
and
know,
plus, we have the law on our side in the sense that he violated the Gulf War Treaty, and we have a perfect right to remove him based upon that document that 299 Americans lost their lives forging. So when I hear the Barbra Streisands of the world wailing, people need people, people need Saddam, you know, that's their new album, I can't abide it. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, obviously, that is the Democratic position, and we appreciate that on the show. No,
you know, look, the Democrats are flocking in behind Bush. They're going to okay this, giving him the power to go in there.
You think it's going to happen? You think,
sure.
It's inevitable we're going to go to war?
I would say the odds are about 75-25 because of a very interesting thing he snuck in there. President Bush snuck in there to his speech last night.
Mm-hmm.
Paying close attention, there was only one new thing that was that
our same old crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about Bill O'Reilly. We can talk about sex or whatever you want to talk about.
Right.
And BMs.
I'd talk about Charlie Warren. Very good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Karen.
Oh, Karen, of course it is.
Oh, well.
I knew it was Karen. What can we do for you, Karen?
How come you didn't give Bill O'Reilly the sex quiz?
Oh, you know what? I think there was policy involving that.
Well, I thought it in policy was celebrities got the sex quiz.
Do you have it going on for Bill O'Reilly a little bit?
No, I have it going on for Buzz's voice.
Now wait a minute. Now, hold on a second. There's got to be a reason. I like to analyze these calls occasionally.
Sure.
I like to know why you. How old are you, first of all?
38
years old. Okay, there's the demo. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that maybe you got the steaming undies for Bill O'Reilly.
Not a tiny little bit. No.
Just me.
Just Buzz.
Wow.
It's always just Buzz. Well, you know what?
But Buzz has got goofy hair.
What you can do is, you know what we'll do? Maybe we'll try to send you some of this Allura that Jackie Fine brought in here, helping
cool.
women feel like women again. And we'll send that to you, and then you can... What? You know, you don't get it all. I'm taking one of these home with me. I'm thinking maybe there's still a chance. No. You
nice.
Are bad, Lisa.
Very nice.
That is very, very cruel.
Is?
Very, very evil.
Yes.
I'm not going to fight with you today. It's not going to happen. You understand me?
Nothing but love.
All right.
I'm blowing you a kiss.
Go tan. But anyway, I'll send you this Allura, ma'am, and then you can make up the answers that Bill O'Reilly would have given to the sex quiz.
And if you use that Allura, you can watch O'Reilly all night long.
Yeah. Listen to him on the radio. Watch him on TV.
Ooh.
Or just read
on
to
some
me.
Of your Allura.
Bill.
Should be a lot of fun.
Would you?
Land at 2, Monday, WJFK. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the producer of the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly. Are you excited about the show coming on?
Yes, I do.
Why is that? What can you, Bill only had 10 minutes with us. That was his only window of opportunity to chat. You, as producer of the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly, what can we expect? Go into some detail, will you?
He's going to tell you all about some jokes and stuff.
Oh, good. Some jokes and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
He's a talk show.
How long have you been producing the O'Reilly Factor? The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly. I keep calling it the TV.
12 years.
12 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's your name, sir?
George McAnimal Steele.
Pardon me?
Oh, George.
George McAnimal Steele?
Yeah.
I'm a wrestler.
Can you spell Radio Factor?
Factor?
Yeah, Factor.
R-A-D-I-O. Factor. F-A-R-E-D.
Radio fared. Can you spell O'Reilly?
O'Reilly?
O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
R-E-L-L-Y B-A-L-L.
Perfect. Rally ball. Rally ball starting Monday, noon to 2, right here on WJFK in Washington, D.C.
The no spin zone.
Pleasure to have you on, Mr. Producer.
Hey, Mike, you know who this is, don't you?
No, I have no idea. Would this be Thomas Aloysius Gavin?
Yes, it is. Where's my buddy Charlie at?
Charlie's not here today, Tom.
And
Charlie's infirmed. Charlie's at the hospice.
At the hospice, yeah.
What hospice? The one on
16th. We're not
going to. No, he's at Our Lady of the Perpetual Disappointment.
We're not going to tell you, Tom, because he doesn't want to be. Charlie doesn't want to be disturbed.
He can't be.
Oh, hi, guys. This is Charlie.
All right, Tom, we have to run.
When's the meeting going to be? October 19th?
19th, yes. Yes, Tom. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Where at?
Brady's and Manassas.
Brady's and Manassas.
Yes, please don't come. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Which hospice?
Hey, Mike, did you catch any of Good Day Live today?
Good Day Live, I did not, sir. I'm sorry.
Jillian Barbieri is like one of those really hot chicks.
You know, I made that same mistake you made. It's Jillian Barbieri.
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 Yeah, that's
anyway,
they used to yell at me for that.
Have you ever been out somewhere and there's a super hot chick and then she gets 3 beers in her and she's 10 times more hot because she starts dancing around?
Is that what she was doing?
Every time they get to go to commercial break and there's like 15 seconds extra, she stands up in her belly shirt and her jeans down to her Hey Nanny Nanny and
you've watched
dancing
the show?
Around.
Yeah, it's a good
she
show.
She is the hottest thing. But it's like a hot, she's like a hot girl after 3 beers.
Wow. You know what's
all the time.
You know what's really cool about that, though? Bill O'Reilly does the same thing on his show.
He does, belly shirts and all.
It's very, very cool. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Who's this?
This is Doug.
Doug.
Fast women and fast horses and the men who mount them both, Don and Mike.
You do? Are you quoting the famous Joe Ardinger?
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I just was calling to say that Bill O'Reilly's also got the hot E.D. Donahue Hill on his show also.
He's got the one? What are you talking about?
He's also got a co-host on his show.
On his TV show?
Oh, no, on his radio show.
Well, who's his co-host?
E.D. Donahay.
Well, who the hell's... Scoop, I'm going to be company man.
Yes.
Who would that be?
She's on Fox News, Fox and Friends in the morning. She also does the co-host show.
Oh, is she the blonde?
Yeah.
Is she a honey?
Deucey, yeah, she's a good-looking lady.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to get up in the morning and watch her, man. She's on 6 to 9. She's a hot number.
And she's on the radio show, too?
Yeah, she's on the radio show, too.
I knew that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, well, Mike, this is Bill O'Reilly, and that was not my producer.
No?
I want to take the... I'm calling back to take the sex quiz.
That Bill, I'm sorry, we have no time for the sex quiz right now.
I wanted
yes,
to...
thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike show. Got time for one more call.
How's it going, Buzz?
How are you?
Hey, good. I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed to hear that we weren't actually going to have Rob Spiewak's car show in that hour.
I was, too, and it's not like I didn't lobby for that,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, but no, seriously, the Bill O'Reilly, that's a coup. I wish you'd have Liddy back in the other hour or two in that slot.
Oh, me, too.
Me, too.
I think all of us, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. From here to Coney Island.
He's great.
Absolutely. Now, you know, with all due respect, Bill O'Reilly is no Gene Gordon Liddy.
That's right.
And that's why we're excited about having him on the show.
Good guy.
Monday, noon to 2, mm-hmm. starting on WJFK. I think I've done my job as a radio huckster.
You did a great job, Carney.
I have created urgency.
Yeah, you showed that he had grit and moxie.
Yes, very, very exciting. And hey, the guests just keep coming.
There are more.
There is a show. Dom wanted to talk to this guy to bust chops. There is a show on ESPN called Beg, Borrow, and Deal.
Yes, I've seen the promos.
I think I've got my handle on this. Okay. I think I've studied it, and I know exactly what it's all about, and I will be speaking with the executive producer and creator, Neil Mant, of Beg, Borrow, and Deal. He will be talking all about that fabulous show on ESPN coming up next on The O'Reilly Factor.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dignity. Right. Well, we'll just have to make this all not worthwhile for Mr. Runyon.
Yeah.
What have you got on the distinguished gentleman from Illinois?
You got good stocks?
Actually,
beef.
SEC investigation, 1985.
You got stocks? I want something embarrassing! Something sexual!
Sexual!
Little boys, midgets, that sort of thing. Cows, I don't give a goddamn.
Come on, Kermit. If we do that, we're no better than he is.
We are no better than he is.
The Don and Mike Show. It's Hamster Pop and Butterscotch.
Hi.
Also known as Don and Mike.
You got stocks? Come on, Kermit. I want something embarrassing.
That's it.
I want Rob using his newborn son to sell products on our local station.
I relinquish my title as the King of Jive.
You have relinquished your title as company whore, Buzz.
Hey, listen, that was a 59-second spot, and at least 70 seconds of thought went into it.
You know, I will tell you right now, Rob, you know, Rob ekes out his living, and he loves the American dollar about as much as anybody else, and anybody who's had a chance to listen to Rob's car show on the weekend knows that he knows how to sell those cars. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what year it is.
No, that's right.
Rob will sell it for you, and now what was, I want to enlighten the rest of our listening audience mm-hmm. as to what commercial you were selling.
Who can keep track?
come on, Rob. What was the product? Is it there?
It's just,
all right, give us
like
give us 10 seconds. No, not the whole thing. It's Dish Network.
Are you tired of cable TV ratings?
This is Rob's spot.
Or perhaps you're like me and you're just tired. You see, I've got this newborn son at home and I'm not getting any sleep at all.
Okay.
Yeah. He invokes the son immediately.
Jesus.
Sure. I said, Carrie, hurry up and give birth. I got a spot to get on the air on Tuesday.
You know, there's a guy that does that on one of the other stations. Yeah, my son says, you know, that's, you know.
Hey, I didn't take it from him.
You going to bring him into the family business?
Absolutely. If he wants to come along, come along.
Trip Spiewak.
Run board.
Son.
Then I can sit down.
Let me tell you something, son.
Son.
This is Daddy. Just Rob standing over the crib at night. Doesn't matter whether the kid's sleeping or not. Whether Trip, young Trip, is sleeping or not.
I just want to tell you something. Someday that car show.
It'll be yours.
Someday it's going to be Young Trip, this is your daddy, Rob A. Let me tell you something. Someday you're going to work at WJFK in Washington.
That's right.
You're going to be the salesperson's best friend. You're going to find Young Trip. You dreamy little kid, as you sleep so sweetly in your crib, you're going to find true what I've found true. There's one word that you say no matter what anyone says to you from the sales department, and that word is yes.
Amen, brother.
Yes, I will.
You know what? That started in utero. I was selling that to Carrie's belly.
Got a car you want me to sell? Yes. Got a product where I'm going to use my newborn son? Yes.
Karaoke machines on trade for product? Bring it on.
Yes. Any chance you get. Let me tell you something, baby Trip. By the time you get to be 18 years of age, I will have taken these car shows and silly little commercials and turned them into a new Spiewak empire. Oh, yes. Attaboy. That's my boy.
If you can understand what he was saying the deal ends this Saturday.
That's baby Trip Spiewak. My son.
That poor boy.
And he will be a pitchman.
He will.
Just like me.
He will.
That's
first
right.
Word will be infomercial.
Here's a little dolly for you, baby Trip. What I'm going to give to you is a little baby dolly of Ed McMahon. And Dick Clark. Matching Dick Clark. Look at him. Oh, he loves them. They're playing in their little suits together. Fantastic. Oh, and here's a little Art Link letter, doll. There you go right there. And oh, no, don't get upset, baby Trip.
Oh, man.
Oh, I put in the little baby doll of Paul Popeil.
He doesn't like him.
No. He doesn't like that pitchman at all.
Not a fan of it.
Rob Spiewak. It's, yeah. That's one for the ages right yes. there.
You like that?
It was fun. I want to hear more of those.
Oh, you will.
I'm still yes. sitting here looking at the penis that Jackie Fine made before.
You know what? I could sell that.
Maybe we'll give it away. He'll give it away to some lucky listener. Hey, I want to alert everybody along the radio network right now that coming up, we're going to be speaking with the creator of Beg, Borrow, and Deal in a moment, but I do want to alert everyone. We've got a game coming up.
Oh.
It's a quickie, and it is, I pride myself. And whenever I come in here and do the show by myself, I pride myself on one important fact.
And what is that?
I play one game more than any other. Do you know what it is?
No,
I do it almost... If I don't do it, I at least have it planned almost every time I come in here by my onesies.
No, tell me.
It's dogs, Buzz. I love
dogs.
The dogs.
You love
I
dogs.
Love the hound dogs.
I know you do.
And I love the bark off for cash.
Bark off for cash.
Yes, the bark winner. Off for cash.
Yay!
Yeah. You've got a hound dog. Get your dogs ready. Get your dogs ready. We'll be asking you to call in with your dogs momentarily, and we will play the bark off for cash. Each bark that your dog has for us, if it's a maniacal little barker, this could mean big money. Each bark will be worth one American dollar, so that'll be coming up a little bit later on. But before that, it is time for us to get right to our guest. This individual is a gentleman by the name of Neil Mant, and he is creator and executive producer of Beg, Borrow, and Deal. Neil, let me tell you something. Are you there?
I'm here.
I will tell you, I love this show. Let me explain the premise of this show, Rob. You're going to love this.
Okay.
What it is people come into an audience, they wear crazy get-ups, and then the host of the show shows you three curtains,
uh-huh.
and you pick one of the curtains, and you get to, sometimes there's a prize behind
yeah.
there, and sometimes it's like a whammy or something like that. Isn't that what it is, Neil?
We've revamped it a little bit from then.
Oh, it's not that?
No, Monty Hall's not involved anymore.
Oh.
Oh, this isn't... Oh, that's Let's Make a Deal.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Beg, Borrow, and Deal. It's a totally different game, isn't it, Neil?
It is. It is quite different.
I just kill myself. And, Rob, thank you for saying Let's Make a Deal when I started doing that.
I wasn't
That
exactly
helped
sure.
the whole comedy riff right there. It really worked. Neil, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. You know, I was looking over the stuff you have people do. And, in a nutshell, this is kind of a great race kind of game where people travel the country doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it's two things. It's either the ultimate survival urban survival game or the ultimate scavenger hunt game. Any way you want to look at it, it's one of those two.
The thing I like about this game is you don't give anybody any cash at all, right? They have to start out, and do they have to earn money along the way?
There are a couple of ways, like in the rules the lawyers put together that you can earn money, but it's never a factor in the show. I mean, you're allowed to work minimum wage jobs, which you must be taxed and all that jazz. Can Nobody you, does that because it just takes too much time.
Can you call your mother and ask her for money?
No, you can never ever borrow money or handle money. The only way you get it would be by earning it, or you could forfeit a task for money if you wanted to do that. But again, no one wants to do that because they're giving up the task.
And the task, some of the ones, I mean, there are millions of them, but one of the ones that that caught my eye was one of the tasks they have to do as they go across the country. In the wild, catch a lobster. The thing in the wild is the
in
key
the
here.
Wild?
Catch a lobster, a bass, and a Pacific salmon.
Right.
Any number of contestants. That's only one point, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. I mean, the tasks are very difficult. They're not the kind of thing anyone's going to want to give up once they achieve one.
So they start out at a certain point, and then everybody, what is the ultimate goal of the game?
Well, they start in New York City, and they have to get to Alcatraz Island, specifically Al Capone's cell. And
okay.
Again, they have no money, no transportation, no housing, nothing. And they have to literally beg, borrow, and deal the way across the country while doing 10 of the 40 tasks on the list.
Are they allowed to use sex?
They can do it. They can use anything they want that will get them across the country.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
Well, you got some hotties on the show too, right?
Yeah, and I don't want to give away anything, but two of the women have sex tonight on the show.
Oh, well, you don't want to give it away, though.
Oops, did I say that?
Don't do that. Tuesdays, 8 o'clock on ESPN, ladies and gentlemen. Two people actually having sex. First for ESPN. That's right. Actual sex. We'll see it all, right, Neil?
Well, you see quite a bit. Let's just say that.
Now, how'd you come up with the idea?
I've always been a big adventure traveler, backpacker, and a television producer, and I thought, well, how can I put my two greatest loves together? And here we had it.
And so far, the show going well for you?
It's doing great. The ratings have been fantastic. The public seems to really enjoy it. I mean, I was reading an article in the LA Times today, Larry Stewart, and he said, the show's addictive, plain and simple. It's just addictive.
I want to see him. Have they done the thing where they catch the lobster yet?
It hasn't happened yet, no.
Oh, man. And that's going to be on the show?
I can't tell you the task.
Please tell me somebody's going to catch a lobster on the show. A lobster in the wild. I mean, because, you know, half my family's from Maine, and if they try to catch a lobster in the wild, and they try to pull up a lobster trap.
Big trouble.
They're going to get shotgunned.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens up there. They consider
that find them?
Yeah, they consider it worse than, murder. Now, am I giving stuff away by mentioning some of these tasks? Or
no, we can talk about any of the tasks. The task I thought, I think is one of the hardest ones because you have to do it in three different regions of the country. Another one that's really hard is that they tried in the first episode and failed, but then try it later, is to play in a game of prison hoops.
Oh,
wow.
Now I'm laughing at that. That sounds like pretty good. So they have to get into, and you don't give them any help, right?
No, and in fact, not only don't we give them help, but our camera equipment doesn't say ESPN on it, and they're not allowed to say they're with ESPN when they go and approach people. Mm.
So they can't say ESPN, but they could walk up and say, hey, I'm filming this for, they can't say ESPN, but could they say, I'm filming this for national television?
No, they can't even say they're shooting it, because the way they have to approach people is say they're traveling the country doing these tasks while competing against another team, and once it comes out that there's a camera crew, if the camera crew is even visible, because a lot of times we'll try to hide it, is they'll say that this is just a documentary crew documenting it.
Now, I'm looking down on this sheet, and it's got 38, 39, 40, it's got... How many is it? It's got 40 of these tasks,
right.
And one of them, play any state governor. I like the idea. Play any state governor in a game of Twister in his office. What's that?
They got to beat him.
Wow.
They have to beat him. I like this. I mean, this is pretty creative stuff. I think it's pretty cool.
Imagine for you guys, another great task that was almost went down, but was didn't happen because of rain, was play three members of Congress, four members of Congress, three of them being from the House and one being from the Senate, a game of flag football on the front lawn of the Capitol building.
It's right here.
Wow. It's right here. That is. How do you, do you have to, when you're coming up with these ideas, you don't obviously just think of them. They all have to have a certain degree of, you have to have an ability to accomplish them, right? I mean, that's how you think of these things.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things we consider. One is, again, finding the contestants, people who are very friendly, outgoing people, because that's what it comes down to. Will people want to help them?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the tasks are not necessarily so... They don't require a lot of athleticism. I mean, some, but not a whole lot. It's more about their ability to talk their way in places and then get people to help them with this crazy...
Right on the Zamboni in between periods of an NHL playoff game.
Right. You don't have to be very athletic to do that, but you have to be a good talker to get inside of an NHL.
Get a permanent tattoo of your favorite team. Where do you find the idiots that are going to do this, Neil? How do you get these people? What barrel do you have to stir up to get these people on the show?
We had to look under a lot of rocks. Let's just say that. Now these people, they're
not
in America,
Sacramento,
but they're hard to find.
What's that?
They're all over America, but they're hard to find. We had to really look hard because you had to find someone who, again, was a very outgoing person that other people want to help, but, you know, had the ability to survive in the game with all the stress factor, and it's very stressful.
Well, it says here, two teams of four contestants dropped off in New York City with little more than the clothes on their backs. They're tasked to cross the country, earning only minimum wages and scrounging for anything else. And you're talking about shelter, food, everything, right?
Everything, and you're limited with how you can get help. They can't just walk into a sports bar and say, hey, I'm on ESPN, and some guy with a week off say, yeah, I'll drive you across the country. It doesn't work like that.
But I would assume when the camera follows them that people would respond positively, and if they're not allowed to say something, that kind of levels the playing field a little bit, right?
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. Again, there are rules in there to protect that, one of which is you can only get one favor from any one person. So if somebody is receptive to the camera, that person can, you know, only give them a ride, which can only last, the favors only last 12 hours. You can only give them a ride for 12 hours, give them a place to stay for 12 hours, or buy them a meal, but it's only one thing. So if I run into you someplace and you are interested in being on TV or do want to help me out for whatever reason, if you give me a stick of gum, that's it. You can't give me your car. You give me one thing and that's it.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, I think it sounds interesting. I mean, I'd like to watch it. I'll check it out tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN.
You're going to like it.
And can I? You're not going to tell me whether anybody catches a lobster.
I can't tell you.
All right. That's my own little thing. Sorry.
Does the lobster have sex?
Lobster. Two lobsters have sex on tonight's show. Well, Neil, good luck with the show, and thanks so much for coming on. The show is Beg, Borrow, and Deal. It's Tuesdays, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on ESPN, and we'll make sure that we check it out.
Thanks for having me. Take care, guys.
Thanks a lot, Neil.
See ya.
Bye-bye. You know what I don't know?
What
I don't know is Dom was going to bust one of those guys' balls, right? Yeah. Do you know why? Do you know the reason? You talk to him all the time. What was the reason for him?
I think he didn't like the idea, but, I mean, it sounds like gangbusters.
I'll have to ask him. Yeah. I mean, I'll check it out tonight, and then, if I come in tomorrow and I think it sucks, I'll tell everybody
sure.
It sucks. All right. We got that music standing by, Rob.
Sure,
we got people ready right now.
We do.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now. I would urge everyone, our next break is going to be filled with canines. Wonderful, lovely dogs, because I love the game.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, they mock me here at the radio station.
No.
Every time I solo, I always bring in the bark off for cash, but I love it. I love dogs. Dogs make me laugh. Dogs are funny when they bark, when they poop, when they growl, when they grab your pants leg. And if you have a dog that you think is a wonderful barker, we will pay you $1 American for every single bark. I'm laughing, and the dog is attacking me right now. Give us a call right now, 1-877-365-3636. The bark off for cash. Get your dogs ready. We'll play the game coming up next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.